The University of Michigan football team announced this week it would cancel its game against Ohio State because of increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases on the team. It's disappointing, but for Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, it wasn't the most disappointing news of the week from the team.
University of Michigan athletic director Ward Manuel announced this week that he and football coach Jim Harbaugh would determine Harbaugh's future on December 19th, the day after high school recruits commit to their future schools. In other words, by delaying the decision, Michigan will force a couple dozen high school students to make one of the most important decisions of their lives without knowing who their head coach will be. Waiting until December 19th is an uncharacteristically short-sighted, selfish move by Michigan at the recruits' expense. This is bewildering to me because I've seen both men go out of their way to put their players first. Ward Manuel has done that countless times in ways both big and small. One example, as Manuel told me, Michigan currently has 20 former student athletes on medical scholarships, including mental health. The NCAA does not require it. The Big Ten does not require it. A lot of schools don't do it. But we think it's the right thing to do. That's always been true here. I've also seen Jim Harbaugh put his players first just as often. One example, when Grant Newsom suffered a career-ending knee injury, Harbaugh visited him often, kept him on scholarship, and hired him as a graduate assistant. Harbaugh has emphasized education. His teams usually finish in the top 5 academically nationwide, and his players have been solid citizens, even though nobody outside Ann Arbor seems to care. That's why, when Manuel and Harbaugh canceled Michigan's game against Ohio State for the first time since 1917, I did not doubt for a second that they did so out of a sincere concern for the player's safety, and not because the Wolverines have already suffered 4 bad losses and would be 30-point underdogs. Both men took a lot of grief from Ohio State fans and the media, as they knew they would, but to do so otherwise would ignore science and the well-being of their players. It was a tough decision for 2 competitive personalities, but it was the right decision. Any coach can suffer a disappointing season, even Harbaugh, the prodigal son. But given the high character I've witnessed in both men, I am stunned that they will now force their recruits to decide on Michigan before Michigan decides who's going to coach them. Waiting this long to decide is unheard of, and after canceling Michigan's last 2 games due to COVID, they should have plenty of time to settle this one way or the other much sooner. Michigan's football coaches often tell recruits, these 4 years will determine your next 40. So how can they expect recruits to decide on their all-important next 4 years without knowing who their head coach will be? Making matters worse, Michigan President Mark Schlissel is of little help. The faculty this fall nearly passed a vote of no confidence in Schlissel. Some deans now quietly ignore him. By all accounts, he's eager to leave, and Michigan is just as eager to let him. But that is another decision both sides are delaying, with the students caught in the middle. Ward Manuel is not likely to receive valuable guidance from this president, who never expressed much interest in sports even before he had bigger problems of his own. The best argument against delaying Harbaugh's decision comes from Ward Manuel himself, when he told me 2 years ago, if we say we really care about the athletes, we've got to care about everything. We can't pick and choose. We care about this, but not that. Or wait until the timing is most beneficial to us. But that is exactly what Michigan is doing now. And that is not the Michigan I know.